Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Ovid Therapeutics, ticker symbol Ovid, a biopharmaceutical company that's been making some waves in the neurological disorder space. If you're curious about whether this stock could be a hidden gem for your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance and much more. Let's get started. All right. Let's kick things off with a quick overview of what Ovid Therapeutics is all about. Based in New York and founded in 2014, Ovid is a company focused on developing treatments for rare neurological disorders. Their mission is to create impactful medicines for patients and families dealing with conditions that often don't get enough attention from larger pharma players. With a small but dedicated team of about 23 employees, they're working on innovative therapies, often in collaboration with academic institutions and other biopharma companies. If you're into biotech stocks with a focus on niche markets, Ovid might just catch your eye. Now let's dig a bit deeper into Ovid's profile. Their pipeline targets conditions like Angelman syndrome and Fragile X syndrome, which are rare genetic disorders affecting the nervous system. They've got some promising candidates in development, and their approach often involves partnering with bigger names or research institutions to leverage expertise and resources. One thing to note is their CEO, Margaret Alexander, who's steering the ship with a focus on transformative therapies. Being in the biotech sector, specifically within healthcare, Ovid operates in a high-risk, high-reward environment where clinical trial results can make or break the stock. So keep that in mind as we move into the numbers. Let's talk revenue next. Looking at Ovid's financials for the full year 2024, their total revenue clocked in at about $566,000. Now that's a small number compared to Big Pharma, and it's down from $1.5 million in 2022. A lot of this comes from licensing deals rather than direct product sales, which is pretty typical for a biotech at this stage where therapies are still in development. Back in 2021, they had a massive spike to over $208 million due to a one-off licensing agreement, but since then, revenue has been minimal as they focus on R&D. This is a company burning cash to build future value, so don't expect consistent top-line growth just yet. The focus here is on pipeline progress over immediate profits. Moving on to earnings, Ovid has had some interesting developments. In their latest Q4 report for 2024, they posted earnings of 6 cents per share, which smashed expectations of a 10 cents loss per share. That's a big turnaround from a loss of 13 cents per share in the same quarter last year. For the full year, though, they're still in the red with a net loss of about $26.4 million, or a loss of 37 per share. That's an improvement from a $52.3 million loss in 2023, showing they're tightening the ship a bit. The key takeaway? They're not profitable yet, but they're managing losses better, and that Q4 beat could signal some positive momentum. Let's take a closer look at their financial statements to get a fuller picture. On the balance sheet for 2024, Ovid is sitting on about $26.3 million in cash and cash equivalents, with total assets of $92.2 million. Their current ratio is a solid 4.24, which means they've got enough liquid assets to cover short-term obligations without breaking a sweat. However, total liabilities are at $23.9 million, and retained earnings are deeply negative at $304 million, reflecting years of losses in this R&D-heavy business. Looking at cash flow, they burned through $56 million in operating activities in 2024, which isn't surprising for a biotech. On the income side, operating expenses are still massive compared to revenue, with an operating loss of $61.9 million for the year. The bottom line here is that Ovid has the cash to keep going for now, but they'll likely need to raise more capital if pipeline milestones take longer than expected. Now, let's tackle valuation. Ovid's current market cap is around $104.7 million, with a stock price hovering at 147th. Their price-to-sales ratio is quite high at 21.2, which reflects the market's expectation of future growth rather than current revenue. On the flip side, their price-to-earnings ratio is negative at minus 3.86 since they're not profitable. Enterprise value stands at $133.4 million, factoring in debt and cash. Compared to the broader biotech industry, where the average PE is around 66.9, Ovid looks cheap on a relative basis, but remember, they're not generating consistent earnings yet. For long-term investors, the valuation might seem speculative, hinging entirely on clinical trial outcomes and potential partnerships. If you're a value investor, this might not be your cup of tea right now, but for growth-focused folks, there could be upside if their pipeline delivers. All right, let's break down Ovid Therapeutics through a SWOT analysis to weigh the pros and cons. Starting with strengths, Ovid has a solid financial position for a small biotech, with enough cash to fund operations in the near term. Their focus on rare neurological disorders also positions them in a niche market with less competition and high unmet need, which could lead to blockbuster potential if a therapy gets approved. On the weaknesses side, their revenue is negligible and they're heavily reliant on R&D spending, which means ongoing losses and the risk of diluting shareholders through future capital raises. For opportunities, partnerships with larger pharma companies or academic institutions could accelerate their pipeline, and any positive clinical trial data could send the stock soaring. However, threats loom large. Regulatory hurdles in biotech are brutal, and clinical trial failures could tank their valuation overnight. Plus, they're in a competitive sector where bigger players could outpace them. It's a high-stakes game, and you've got to be comfortable with that risk. Let's check out Ovid's recent performance on the charts. Over the past year, the stock has been a wild ride, up an impressive 159.26%, which is way ahead of the biotech industry's 55.08% gain over the same period. Shorter term, though, it's been choppy, down 2.65% in the past week and 3.29% over the last month, but up 20.49% in the last 3 months and a strong 54.74% over 6 months. Looking at the longer term, the 5-year performance is rough, down 50.84%, underperforming the sector's 30.49% gain. Right now, the stock seems to be in a bit of a pullback after a strong run, but that yearly gain shows there's serious investor interest. If you're considering a short-term move, watch for support levels around $1.30. Breaking below that could signal more downside, while a push above $1.50 might indicate renewed momentum. So what's the final verdict on Ovid Therapeutics? This is a classic biotech play. High risk, high reward. They're not profitable, and their revenue is tiny, but they've got cash to burn for now and a pipeline targeting rare disorders that could be game changers if successful. Recent earnings showed some promise with that Q4 beat, and the stock's yearly performance is eye-catching, though volatility is part of the package. For long-term investors, it's all about whether you believe in their pipeline and are willing to wait out the clinical trial roller coaster. If you're more risk-averse, you might want to sit this one out or wait for more concrete results. What do you think? Would you add Ovid to your watch list? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, happy investing.